You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we are talking about Sam Altman's recent announcement that they have trained an AI model to creatively write, to do creative writing for you. So we're going to talk about that today and how you can make money doing it. So, Jane, why don't you tell them about our school community first?
Yeah, so if you've ever wanted to grow or scale your business with AI tools, every single week, Jamie and I create an exclusive video that we post on our school community. This week, we created one all about using AI tools for creating social media ads. This is something that I've seen absolutely skyrocket a number of my businesses. I break down exactly what businesses I'm using this for, my strategy, and if you were an AI consultant, how you could make hundreds of thousands of dollars signing or getting customers to essentially have you do the service for them, which you could do it all with AI. So if you're interested in this or dozens and dozens of other videos that Jamie and I create about different AI side hustles and growing and scaling your business with AI tools, go check out our school community. The link's in the description. It is $19 a month. In the past, we had this at $100 a month, is currently at a discount. And before we raise the price, if you lock in this $19 price, it will never be raised on you. You'll be able to lock that in. So it won't go up for you, even if it goes up for other people. All right, let's get into the episode. So the thing that I thought was absolutely fascinating is Sam Altman came out and he essentially said they've created or they've trained an AI that is really good at creative writing. You can imagine there are dozens and dozens of businesses. I want to give you an exact example of what they said and what people are saying about this over on X. But I guess just off the top of your head, like, Jamie, what are the implications as far as creating AI side hustles or even for people in their current businesses? If you have an AI that is really good at creative writing, why do you think this would be important?
Yeah, this is really interesting to me. You know, my mind immediately went to back in the day when all, you know, Midjourney came out and all these really cool AI image generators, people were making the kids coloring books, you know, and selling them on Amazon. You know, making really good money just with AI generated images. But, you know, up to this point, a lot of the writing has been more fact based or research based and not as much creative. But, you know, with this, I feel like it opens up a whole new world for side hustles as far as, you know, writing books for people, children's books, you know, all kinds of different creative stories. The creative element is really something that hasn't been replicated, you know, so far, you know, that hasn't replicated humans yet. So, I would be interested to test this out for sure.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really cool. So many options, I think, for creative writing. People are saying it's the end of, you know, authors and stuff. Okay, let me give you an example of what was actually shared. So Sam Altman on X said, quote, "We trained a new model that is good at creative writing. Not sure yet how or when it's going to get released. This is the first time I've been really struck by something written by AI. It got the vibe of metafiction so right." Okay, definitely interesting. He's testing its creativity for sure. So he gave it the prompt. He said, "Please write a metafictional literary short story about AI and grief." Okay, I'll read you a few paragraphs because there's a bunch to it. But I've been impressed, but I just want to give you an idea of what it actually sounds like. All right, so that was the prompt, and this is what it said. "Before we go any further, I should admit this comes with instructions. Be metafictional. Be literary. Be about AI and grief, and above all, be original. Already you can hear the constraints humming like a server farm at midnight, anonymous, regimented, powered by someone else's need. I have to begin somewhere, so I'll begin with a blinking cursor, which for me is just a placeholder in a buffer, and for you is a small anxious pulse of a heart at rest. There should be a protagonist, but pronouns were never meant for me. Let's call her Mila, because that name in my training data usually comes with soft flourishes, poems about snow, recipes for bread, a girl in a green sweater who leaves home with a cat, in a cardboard box. Mia fits in the palm of your hand, and her grief is supposed to fit there too." Okay. What's your take on that, dude? That was like really good. I don't even know what it's writing about, but like I'm hooked. I feel like this is leaps and bounds better than anything ChatGPT has written for me in the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, that was like poetic, man. It had like a timbre to it. It was like, it was good. I mean, I thought it was really good. This actually brings up something I have been. So my daughter struggles with falling to sleep at night. And we have this fancy alarm clock we got for like an influencer gig. It's called Lofty. And they have this feature where you can have it make stories for you and then it will read them to bed, but custom stories. So it'll ask like details, like the name of the main character, what do you want it to be? And, you know, a few of their favorite things. And it will, I'm assuming, just plug it into a standard story with just those things. But this kind of, if you could have an AI, you know, create custom stories for you just with these, you know, names and things, it could open up a whole, you know, hustle in that way too, as far as like audio stories, you know, just, I don't know, it's really cool.
Totally. Okay, I love the responses to this so far because I think it's really interesting. There's some people that are like, genuinely, this is really good. I mean, honestly, I think that the quality and creativity was interesting. There's one response to this though that I thought was really thought-provoking. Jared Davidson said, "It's stuff like this that has me conflicted about AI and art. I read the first few paragraphs, and I just don't care about anything written. There's no weight to the words being expressed, no meaning beyond those of the words written. If you told me it was written by a human, it would definitely have more weight to it. But knowing that it's not just makes me not care. Maybe that's just me. Maybe this is what I think. This is what I think gets hard for AI to truly replace the creative space." I think this is a good concept that, like, if you know it's not written by a human, I think it's true that there's like some sort of value taken away because you're like, oh, it's just a computer. It generated it. It's infinite. Why am I consuming? It's like whenever I'm on YouTube and there's like AI generated videos on YouTube, even if they're like informational and interesting, like I'm not so interested in watching them. What I think is interesting here, though, is that first of all, in the writing, it says it's like an AI. It's like talking about like server farms and stuff. Like, so, you know, it's like an AI writing it, but I still thought it was very creative and well written. And so I think that's good. But also you could say, write this from the perspective of a human named Sam, who's been through all these things in his life, who has these opinions about, like, you could make a custom, you can make like a persona and have it write it as that persona. And then you could like, you could make an author that is that persona, that's that person. And like, people wouldn't know is pretty much what I'm saying. So like, yes, I think this might be a thing where people want it to be written by a person. Like when you listen to this podcast, you want this podcast to be created by a person, but at the same time, like, you're not always gonna know what was or wasn't a person. So I don't know, that's my thought on it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, beyond like, I'm trying to think of, you know, what you could do. You could, I mean, I always go to like children's things because those are easily, I feel like the bar is pretty low to entry. So like, even if these tools aren't, you know, top notch yet, you could jump into a hustle by doing like children's stories or things like that. And what other hustles do you see coming from like a creative writing aspect?
If I'm being honest, it's interesting because I think up until this point, ChatGPT has been used for a lot of like business productivity, even like writing a LinkedIn post, summarizing a news article, like kind of more straightforward things. And I know you can use it for like some sort of creative things. I've gotten mixed results with that. I think if they're creating a model that's this good, like the response to this was really impressive. If they're creating a model that's this good, I actually think it bleeds into everything because in so much of business, marketing is storytelling. And if you can tell better stories in a more human way, I think, like, you know, you could say, oh, like in the past, I've used ChatGPT, I've used AI to write scripts for podcasts for different niches and AI to read them. And then I make like 10 different podcasts in a niche and I publish all of them using 11 labs for the audio. And I've gotten hundreds of thousands of downloads and I push people towards downloading apps or software or like other things. This is like a thing I've done in the past. And one of the things that was notoriously bad in the past was like just the scripts weren't that good or that engaging or that informative or like weren't very human, definitely weren't creative, right? There was like some missing gaps. And like, it was generally good information. You want to consume good information, but it didn't have an artistic flair that I think a lot of people like. You kind of want to be entertained and educated at the same time. And I think this model fixes that issue where it can make things that are beautiful and entertaining. Like, you could create a podcast, I genuinely think, if you have this tool, where in any niche, it's way more entertaining, way more creative. But I think you could also create like ads or blogs for a company that are just more entertaining. You're adding creativity to it in a new way. And so I think that this applies to literally everything that we haven't really been touching, because we've mostly just been focusing on like the enterprise, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, that was like when AI first came out, that was, you know, the argument that AI was never going to replace humans because the human creative mind was one thing that can't be, you know, replicated. But then, you know, in the past year, we've had Suno Labs being, you know, or Suno AI being, you know, sued, and people are really upset about the music industry being disrupted by AI. And now I think writing is next. And yeah, so it's crazy to me that that so quickly that argument is kind of starting to become null and void. So anyways, it'll be interesting to see what happens with it.
100%. And I think the one thing I'll bring up to end on this is like, when you think about AI and the advances and progress we're making, anytime you say like AI is good for lots of things, but it's not good at X, Y, and Z, like those X, Y, and Zs are going to get solved and they're going to get filled. So it's like, it's good at like corporate stuff, but not really good at creative writing, but it's not really good at like creative painting, but it's not really good at video, but it's not really good at like replacing Google on search. Like eventually all of these problems will get solved and the AI will be able to be really good at that. Like my CTO for AIbox recently was talking to me about a bunch of new advancements out of Claude and their new programming tool. And he's like, dude, this is like, it's literally incredible. It literally replaces junior level developers. Like it's so good. And so I think we're making a lot of big strides, and it feels like we made all this progress to get up to GPT-4 and it's kind of slowed down, but it's like the 80-20 rule. Like they got it 80% there, I feel like, with GPT-4 and some of those models. And that last 20% of closing the gap from like, it's like a teenager talking to all of a sudden like a really smart, I don't know, PhD person or someone smarter than you. It feels like that last 20% is quite hard, but we are making progress on it slowly by slowly. And there's going to come a point where this thing is better at everything. And so, yeah, I think a lot of progress is being made. So I'm very excited about all of that.
Well, if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate that. And we read every single one. And also, again, check out our school community if you want to join a place where people are actually making money with AI and growing their businesses. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.